This is Akashvani. The news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Make in India initiative has given wings to the country's Yuva Shakti to dream big. He said the impact of this initiative shows that Bharat is unstoppable. The Prime Minister said the imprint of Make in India has become visible across sectors, including areas where the government never even dreamt of making an impact. He said in 2014 the country had only 2 mobile manufacturing units, and today the number has risen to over 200. Mr. Modi said, "Today 99% of mobile phones used in India are made in India, and the country has become the second largest mobile manufacturer globally." He said the semiconductor manufacturing sector has attracted investments worth over 1,50,000 crore rupees. He said in renewable energy, India has become the fourth largest producer globally, with the capacity increasing by 400% in just a decade. In Jammu and Kashmir, voter turnout of 54.11% was recorded till 7 p.m. in the second phase of assembly election yesterday. Election Commission said the voting was held for 26 assembly constituencies peacefully without any incidents of violence. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, had maintained a constant supervision of the polling process to ensure that the polling took place in an incident-free manner. Rajiv Kumar said the valleys and the mountains which had once witnessed fear and boycott are now taking part in the democratic festivities. He said strong security measures were in place, creating a conducive environment for voters to cast their vote without fear or intimidation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Pune in Maharashtra today. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various projects worth over 22,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation 3 Param Rudra supercomputers worth around 130 crore rupees developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission. These supercomputers have been deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata to facilitate pioneering scientific research. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. The Prime Minister will also flag off the metro train scheduled to run from District Court to Swargate, Pune. India called for urgent reforms of the international decision-making structures, especially the Security Council, to give the Global South its due representation. Speaking at the Foreign Ministers' meeting of the G20 yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had said reforming the UN to ensure it was representative, credible and effective was imperative and urgent. Mr. Jaishankar said the reforms should include expansion of both permanent and elected seats on the Security Council. The ministers of the G20, the group of major developed and emerging countries, met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly's high-level meeting. A special court has ordered a Lokayukt police probe against Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in the Mysuru Urban Development Authority MUDA site allotment case in Bengaluru yesterday. The judge, Santosh Gajanan Bhatt, has ordered Lokayukt police in Mysuru to conduct the probe and submit the report by 24th December. The special court judgment comes a day after Karnataka High Court upheld the sanction granted by the governor, Thavar Chand Gehlot, to conduct an investigation against Siddaramaiah on the allegations of illegalities in the allotment of 14 sites to his wife B.M. Parvati by MUDA. And the total food grain production in the country during 2023-24 is estimated at record over 3,322 lakh metric tons, which is higher by more than 26 lakh metric tons as compared to 2022-23. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has released final estimates of production of major agricultural crops for the year 2023-24. And that is the end of this news bulletin.